Chapter 7. The American. Clive and Mary couldn't find Brian or Aunt Sarah anywhere.
"Aunt Sarah's disappeared again," said Clive. "Do you think she went for a walk?"
"No, I don't think so," said Mary. "Aunt Sarah never leaves the house. Where is she hiding?"
"Maybe she left the house with Brian," said Clive. "Don't worry, they can't get lost on this small island. Everybody knows everybody here."
A few minutes later, somebody knocked on the door. Mary answered it and was surprised to find two men outside. They were dressed like businessmen. One was a rich man from Texas, USA, called Mr. Jackson. The other was an estate agent from Cork called Patrick Wilde. Mr. Jackson wanted to buy the house. The estate agent asked Mary to show the American around the house, and he seemed very interested in it.
"It's perfect," he said. "The tourists will love it. It's so different. Of course, we'll have to modernize it. I'll put bathrooms in the house. And we'll need to bring electricity. But I like the candles and oil lamps. Yes, I want this house."
The estate agent was happy with Mr. Jackson's enthusiasm. "There's some land too," he explained. "You could build on the beach."
"Great," said Mr. Jackson. "We can have a souvenir shop and a cafe on the beach. Boat tours, water skiing."
"Good, I'll bring you the legal documents tomorrow," said Mr. Wilde. "Where are you staying?"
"I'm staying in a room at Murphy's Pub," said the American. "I'll be on the island for a few days."
Just then, Mr. Jackson's phone rang and he answered it. Suddenly, his face became white.
"Who is this? How did you know about..."
He switched off his phone quickly.
"Is there a problem?" asked the estate agent.
"That was really strange," Mr. Jackson answered. "Somebody phoned to warn me about this house. He said, 'Don't buy that house. Leave Kilmarnie Island immediately and don't return.' He had an Irish accent."
"Where did the call come from?" asked the estate agent. "Check the number on your phone."
The American looked at the number.
"It's 555-86036, he said. "That's impossible," said Clive. "That's my phone number."
"Well, somebody else is using your phone," said the estate agent.
Mr. Parker was angry.
"Brian," he said, "wait until I get my hands on that boy. I'm very sorry, but my son is playing a trick on us."
"Oh, kids," laughed the American.
"It's okay. I've got three kids at home. Don't worry about it."
After the men left, Clive was still angry.
"Brian's in big trouble," he said. "How could he do that? I'm with my phone."
"Oh, he's just bored," said Mary. "Don't be angry with him. There's nothing for him to do here."
"Well, we'll take him back to London soon," said Clive. "We'll sell the house to Mr. Jackson and then we'll return to England with Aunt Sarah."
"Good, I can't wait to use an indoor bathroom again," said Mary. They started to make plans and soon forgot all about Brian.